You just. Amen. We're going to take a break tonight from the God's cause. We're going to look at God's outline to study in His Word. Not man's outline, God's outline. And let me say, I hope and pray you'll keep your Bibles open to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. This is straight out of the Bible. This is God's Word. I believe this is the perfect outline to study His Word. And as we look at this, you pray for me. You notice I'm using my old Bible tonight because I've got this wrote in it. I ain't got it wrote in my new one yet. But I believe it's important that we realize how to study God's Word. And let me say, there's no wrong way and right way to study the Word of God. But there's God's way. And before we can study the Word of God, before we can understand the Word of God, we must be born again. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. We need the Holy Spirit to interpret the Word for us. But we're going to read about 12 verses, and then we're going to go back and look at God's outline. So you pray for me. It's starting in verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is the buckler to them that walk upright. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity. Yea, every good path, when wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. Lord, help us as we look at this tonight. Lord, help us that we'd learn to study even better, Lord. And we know it's a lot about our attitude, Lord. Lord, we need the right kind of attitude. We need the right kind of posture. We can't be proud in what we do learn. We got to be humble, Lord. Help us that we'd do this. Now, Lord, I pray that You'd have Your way, and we'll give You honor and glory when it's all said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. In verse 1, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide commandments with thee, we got to be willing. Verse 1 is willing. Nobody can force you to study the Word of God. God will not force anybody to study the Word of God. I've heard preachers say, I had no choice where to preach or not. God made me. No, He didn't. I don't believe that. God is a God of free choice. He gives each one of us a free choice where to be saved. He gives each one of us a free choice where to study God's Word or not. That's why you have so many babies still in the church. Because they'll come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, but they'll never pick up their Bible any other time. They won't go to a revival meeting. They won't do anything. They won't even listen to a gospel radio station. They'd rather listen to the country or the rock. Lord help that they'd be willing to learn. And then He goes on and says, hide His Word in your heart. What did He say? And hide my commandments with thee. Psalms 119 and verse 11 puts it like this. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. If we don't hide God's Word in our heart, How do we expect to have God's Word when that temptation comes? The Bible teaches with every temptation there's a way to escape. But if we ain't got the Word and ready for the Word of God in our hearts, how are we going to notice that way to escape? We're going to fall every time. Weak Christians. It's nobody's fault except our own. I don't care if you don't read good. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got CDs. We've got all these things to hear the Word of God. My dad couldn't read a word, but he could tell you more about the Bible than most preachers. Because he listened and he was willing. He wanted to learn. Hide the Word in your heart. And go to verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, listening and obeying His Word. You can read the Word of God every day, but if you don't listen to it and obey it, what good's it do? What good's it do? That's like washing a dish without using water. You say, can you do that? Yes, you can. You can use sand and clean dishes. But what I'm trying to get you to see, let's read some verses. James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Ephesians 1, 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Now go to, and I thought this was funny, Brother Dennis was talking about this. Look in chapter 3. Look down in about verse 13. What does it say? Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. That can explain why we're happy. And I'm going to say something there. Did you know most overweight people are happier than underweight people? It's a proven fact. Most of them are more jolly, more happy, more easygoing, and everything. That's why I'm so easygoing. Listening and obeying the Word of God. We must listen when God shows us. Remember when your mom and daddy would try to tell you things and you thought it was old-fashioned, you thought it was crazy, and then you find out it did work? And then as you get older, you find out you're more like your mom and daddy than you ever thought you would be? The ladies will find herself doing things that their mom or something did in the kitchen. Men will find ourselves doing things that their daddy taught them to do. Lord, help us learn from the Word of God and apply it to our life. It's not enough just to be willing to read it. We've got to be listening and obeying it. You say, well, preacher, do you obey everything in the Bible? Not a one of us in here does. That's why it's called grace. We all need grace. Let's go on. But look at verse 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. What's that? Prayer. Praying and searching. You won't get nowhere in the Word of God without prayer. Why do you think there's so many versions, you go in a bookstore, you can find books. I'm talking about a Christian bookstore. There ain't many around anymore. But you can find any kind of book. Some of them so far out in left field, it ain't even funny. Lord, help us pray and search the Scriptures. Ain't that what the Bereans did in the book of Acts? Search the Scriptures daily to see if they were true. Do not take a preacher's word for it. Let me say that again. Do not take a preacher's word for it. That includes me. That includes any other preacher. Get into the Word of God and make sure that the Bible says that. There's no new doctrine. If you hear somebody coming up with something, oh, this has never been preached before, I got news for them. They're out of the Word of God. Because it's been preached for since Jesus died, over 2,000 years? You ain't going to find nothing that ain't been preached. Be careful. Study. Pray. Search. Dig into the Word of God. Dig. And that's my next point. Verse 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Remember, I've told you this so many times. If I told you there was gold nuggets underneath this asphalt out here, by in the morning when we come back, there'd be holes all, there wouldn't be no asphalt left. People would be digging that asphalt up to find those gold nuggets. Well, listen to me, church. This right here is full of gold nuggets. Get in it. Search them. Dig them out. Find them. Apply them to your life. Lord, help us realize just how much it is. The golden nuggets, the silver that we find. What does it say? If thou searchest for her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure. There's treasure there, people. There's treasure to get you through tomorrow. There's treasure to get you through today. There's treasure to get you through next week. The Word of God. And I hate to keep bringing this up. The Word of God is what will get a person through losing a child. The Word of God will get a person through losing a spouse. I hope and pray I never experience either one of them, okay? And I can't imagine what it would be like to go home without her. I can't. I heard a preacher make this statement. He said they buried a baby girl at birth. They buried a son that got killed in Vietnam. He said, after my wife's funeral, he said, I was all right till a funeral. He said, and I went home after the funeral. And he said, I got in there and he said, all of a sudden I realized my wife wasn't coming back. He said, about 3 hours later, a knock came on the door. Said it was his neighbor. He barely knew him. But he had lost his wife about 6 months earlier. He said, I figured you needed somebody to talk to about now. And he said they became great, great, great friends over that. But God sent him there. Through the Word of God, he made it through it. He's still preaching the Word of God. He is still going. He's probably dead by now. But he's still going on. How would we do that without God? Without the Word of God? Don't the Word comfort us? Why don't we? And that's on down. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Look at verse 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. This is the results. This is what happens when we're willing to study the Word of God, when we listen and obey the Word of God, when we pray for it, when we search in it. The results. Listen it. Excuse me. Luke 1:50. And we'll go back in just a minute. And His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. You know what our country's lacking today? Fear of God. You know what's missing in most Baptist churches today? Fear of God. What's missing in most Baptist preachers today is a fear of God. Amen or old me?
Amen.
I want to go back. I skipped a verse on that praying. 2 Timothy 2:5. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen to me. That's not just for preachers. That's for each and every one of us. Well, preacher, I have trouble reading. Get somebody to read to you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Ask my wife how many times when I'm studying I have to say, what's this word? What does it mean? I'll get down to Webster's 1828. Because I still don't do the electronic stuff. I can't say the big words. I don't understand them. But you know what? God's words are written in a way that me and you, little man, Emily, who's the oldest one in here? Whoever's the oldest one in here, all of us in between can understand. It don't matter. It's wrote in that way. I say I'm the oldest. I'm on. But what I'm trying to get you to see is it's hidden treasure. The results of study. Did you know the preacher can tell when you study or not? If every time you come to me you're griping about something, you're not studying. Hey, man, preacher, that's good preaching. Some people do it. When you're asking questions, preacher, help me out here. And sometimes I have to say, I don't know. Or I may have to call you when I get home and say, hey, brother, I give you the wrong book. It's in this book. Why? Because I'm just a man like you. I don't know everything in the Word of God. But the search into Scripture will give us results. Then look at verse 8. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of the saints. The Word of God is what keeps us. God Himself keeps us. Preacher, do you think you're going to make it? I'm as good as there. I'm good as there. My name's already wrote down. Because God promised me. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't keep myself. You can't either. And don't give us a license to sin, church. If you can go out and live any way you want to live, chances are you've never been born again. Either that or you're getting your pants set on fire because you're living for the devil and you belong to the Lord and you can't do that. Just don't happen. Lord, help us that we would realize that God's the one that keeps us. So many preachers and so many churches today has got so many rules. Now, don't get me wrong. We've got to have rules. That's yours, our rule book. It tells us how to dress. It tells us how to act. It even tells us how to discipline our kids. But people don't like it. It's old-fashioned. It's old-fashioned. Well, it may be old-fashioned, but it saved Grandma and Grandpa. It saved Paul. It saved me, and it'll save all of us. Amen. It still works. Let's go on. Look at verse 10. We're about finished. Look at verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, it will smooth and comfort what we was talking about a while ago through the Word. Have you ever gotten the book of Psalms? When you was high, it'd bring you level. When you was low, it'd bring you up. Can you get too high? Yeah, you can. Did you know when you're on the mountaintop, your prayer life will normally go down? Your Bible study will normally go down. I believe that's why we stay in the valley so much. I'm talking about myself here now, okay? It will smooth. Whatever you're going through, turn to the Word of God. Turn to the Word of God. He'll wrap them loving arms around you. I can't explain that. I can't explain when you're in there getting chemotherapy. I can't explain when you go through the doors of an operating room. I can't explain how that you know. But you'll know. that God's right there with you. God's right there with you. My wife don't know about this, and I'm probably going to get in trouble, okay? A few weeks ago, I was out riding. And I rounded a curve, and right on top of the curve, there's a backup in traffic. I was on the interstate. I had nowhere to go. I couldn't stop in time. We was already over in the left lane. I went over to the right lane. There's a tractor and trailer coming up. He went off the road. And threw up his hand at me as he went by. It was smooth. You know what I started doing? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God will take care of you. God's Word will take care of you. It wasn't my time. I could have very easily plowed into the back of that car, or that 18-wheeler hit me. There'd been nothing left. But God's angels, I believe this, had that truck space just enough. That lane was open. And all I could do is start saying Psalms 23rd Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. And that brings me to the last point. He'll deliver us. Look at verse 12. To deliver thee from the way of the evil. And I hadn't told my wife that. I know I'm in trouble. I'm grounded from a bike. To deliver thee from the way of evil man, from the way that speaketh forward things. He will deliver us. And that's what I'd probably give out too early. But how many of you in here can think of how many times God has delivered you? Amen. Now I'm going to tell my wife. Our car, I don't like it. She loves it. When you get behind, when somebody slows down in front of you, the car automatically brakes. I hate it. She said it's already kept me from wrecking two or three times. Her. Because it done the breaking when she wasn't paying attention. Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? That was the car. No. That was God. That was God. Each one of us in here can think. I've heard Brother Dennis talk about before he got saved how God delivered him. After he's got saved, how God's delivered him. Each one of us in here can think about that. What is that? The Word of God will make it smooth for us. This is God's outline. But it all goes back to being willing. You got to be willing. I can stand up here week after week, and I know I talk a lot about studying and praying. I know I talk every time about studying and praying. But until we start doing it, we're all going to be babies. Some of us have reached the teenage years, and that's when we really rebel. We think we know everything. After you get a little bit older, you realize you know nothing about the Word of God like you should. Lord, help me learn more. Lord, help me apply myself more. That's the key right there. Be willing. Instead of going home, turning on the television every time you get home, open the Word of God. Amen. Instead of turning on the computer or the cell phone or whatever you play on, pick up the Word of God. Read and study. And today's, now Angie read this to me, today's Baptist bread You know what it talked about? Putting legs on your prayers. This man was out of work. He was hungry. His heat had got, he was sick. Couldn't work. He needed fuel for his stomach. He needed fuel for the house to heat the house. And the local church sent the deacons down there to pray for him. What time they was there praying, they come and knock on the door. Young man come in and said, "My daddy's sorry he couldn't come, but he sent his prayers. Ma'am, will you help me unload the wagon?" Brought groceries for the house, cold, the heat the house. Sometimes we need to put legs on our prayers. Lord, help us. And Angie read me that, and I thought it was good. She said, "Have you read the days back?" I said, "No." She read it to me. First time she's had that much breath in a while. But Lord, help us that we'd study the Word of God, because it will deliver us. It'll smooth and comfort us. He's our keeper. Are we willing? Will we listen? Will we pray? Will we search for it, His hidden treasure? Then we'll see the results. And that's what we just went over, the results. I like the results. Get into the Word of God. If you can't preach, if you can't understand everything, join the crowd. Nobody in here understands everything they read in the Bible. If they claim they do, they're a liar.
That's right.
And my Bible says a liar ain't got their part in heaven. Because not a one of us understands all of it. Be careful with a preacher that tells you, "Why, that's easy, I understand." No, you don't, you liar. You're woven cheap clothing. Lord, help us. As Rachel comes to the piano, are we studying the Word of God the way we're supposed to? God gives us the outline how to do it. Will we do it? Are we so set in our ways? Oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Will God give us a new heart and a new nature?
That's right.
We can teach them new tricks. Lord, help us. Lord, I pray that You'd help me, dear God. I let You down so much. I don't study the way I should. I don't pray. Oh, dear God, please help me. But not only me, help our church family, Lord. Each one of us in here would study the Bible and be willing and know, dear God, that Lord, it shows us the ways and the way we need to be, the way we need to live. It'll comfort us. It'll smooth out the situations. And most of all, You'll go with us wherever we go. Lord, have Your way. In Jesus' name.